What's that smell?
You're I thought you were doing an ASMR there for a minute. Oh, geez.
Hey, it's another Get Geekish podcast, and we're talking about smells this week, and it sounds less weird than just saying we're talking about smells.
Well, we're talking about smells and the mind, the brain, if you will. I'm talking like, you know, the olfactory memory, where you smell something, and all of a sudden you get those little waves in your head that go, and take you back to a time where, I don't know, you associate the smell with.
Yeah, it's more of an affective memory.
But you know, it's not even necessarily smells, because you had an instance of this past weekend.
That is true. We were competing in the Brio Kart 64 tournament, which we came back victorious. You were victorious, and I came in fourth. But we both made the finals.
That's
a big deal for us.
Well, considering you and I were practicing by chugging seltzer water and falling off the course left and right.
Hey, I'm just happy because that's the first thing I've come close to winning at in a long time, so it was a good boost for the old ego.
I think that's the first video game tournament I've ever won, which is weird. Anyway, but we were playing it, and when we were practicing, you were sitting and saying, man, my head hurts from this. And
I kept thinking it was the frame rate or playing the old N64 systems on an HD TV. Like, oh, this must be screwed up my eyes.
Which would make sense.
No, yeah.
But it wasn't.
No, because I had the recall, the memory recall, if you will. The Not effective
a,
memory.
A total recall?
With less boobs. That... I was getting sick, and I remember the last time I played Mario Kart 64, I never owned an N64, but when I was in high school and I was going through chemotherapy, they brought one of those video game carts into my hospital room. So I played hours upon hours upon hours of Mario Kart 64 while I was getting injected with poison. So I kind of have this memory association of Mario Kart and getting nauseous. And that came to fruition when I was playing Mario Kart all last week. And I didn't even realize it until 2 or 3 days in. Like, oh, that's why that's happening.
Well, I think it's funny, too, because, I mean, what? We touched Mario Kart 64 briefly 5 years ago when we did our Chili Pepper Challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't spend time actually practicing it, plus you were focused on mainly eating chilies.
Yeah, yeah.
So this time, you were playing it on your own before, like, you were practicing by yourself before I came over, and then you did a little bit more. So that's kind of cool, but not. I mean, it's weird how the mind works, because you hadn't thought of that at all.
No, it just came out, because there's other ones that associate on the same lines. There's a certain kind of detergent or chemical cleaning agent that sets off my almost getting nauseous too.
Because of the hospital smell?
Yep, and it was the elevator going up to the hospital every time and going up that every time. To this day, if I go into any place that uses that particular, I don't know what brand it is, it's some... You know,
some
spray they use in there. But if I walk in an elevator and I smell that disinfectant in some bathrooms, I instantly am like, oh no, okay, yep, I'm gonna take the stairs. This is no good, not good, not good. And I don't. And it's just that instant memory trick, and it's weird.
Well, and I think I'm gonna go out on a limb and say everybody has something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some may have it more where I know people who can't drink orange juice or have the smell of orange juice for certain reasons of late night partying. You know, too many vodkas and orange juice or, you know, screwdrivers or whatever.
I totally can't have Bacardi because it's one time in college.
Right. Well, I know one of my friends can't drink Jaeger for that reason, but I won't call him out. But it's weird because, like, I was kind of thinking of this too. Like, when I had my appendix almost burst, you know, we ate prime rib and asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
I love prime rib, and I like asparagus, but now both of them kind of just set me off, and it's one of those ones I look at it, I'm like, oh man, that the asparagus smells good, and then I look at it, and it's just, it's there in my mind, and I'm like, I want to like you again, but I can't.
There are some more happy moments, too, that's not all involving vomiting.
We got the bad ones out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's go down the happy roads, because I think that's a majority of what people, like with the olfactory memory, where you smell something and it takes you back to usually childhood.
Oh, yeah. I wish there was something. We were talking about something last week. There was some kind of beverage or something we tried, and it smelled exactly like the old Topps bubblegum in football and baseball cards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying it's necessarily a great smell, but it had a very distinct smell. And I smelled this. I'm like, oh, my God. And it just was like a flood of memories of just walking through a card store and opening up pack after pack after pack looking for an Oral Hershiser card.
See, it's same thing for me is like, you know, I don't know why, but when I was younger and I played Pee Wee baseball, I'd have to get up somewhat early and go to the park to practice at like 8 in the morning. And usually it was a nice, dewy, cool summer morning. The grass may have just been cut. And it's just that smell of like the dew and the cut grass and everything like that. It's so like every once in a while when I'm walking to work or something like that, it'll just hit you and you're just like, oh, man.
I love the smell of snow. People call me crazy because I swear that I can 9 times out of 10 tell if it's actually going to snow or not if it smells like snow outside the night before or the day before.
Well, that's just like the smell of moisture, right?
Like yeah, yeah. And it's not like it's I can pinpoint that's a nor'easter coming from the south side. It's I go outside and you're like, it's going to snow soon. What are you talking about? I'm like, do you smell that? Like, no. And I sound like the old man, the old knee's acting up, must be a storm blowing in, but I swear I can smell snow when it's coming in.
So does that bring back childhood memories? Does that trigger something in you?
That one doesn't bring back memories, but it just signals some snow's coming, and there's no other smell like it. It doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't even smell like, if I think about when I smell that snow's coming, it doesn't smell like snow, like when it snows outside. It's just a very distinct smell from the atmosphere somehow. And it's
that's a failed Game of Thrones line there. Snow is coming.
Hey.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
That just got weird.
Well, I forgot about that character. Anyway. Well, your wife was saying, you know, you were talking about the triggering of, you know, the childhood memories and everything. And she had a couple interesting ones.
It was, yeah, basements and garages.
The basement one I can kind of understand because my friend who lived across the street from me, we used to go down in the basement and play Genesis until I don't know when, but he used to have a hot tub down there. So it's kind of like a musty basement, but it wasn't a musty basement, but it smelled kind of like a musty basement because of the hot tub and then the chlorine. Mm-hmm. So it had that distinct smell. So every once in a while, I'll get kind of that mix, especially at like a rec center or something. I'm just like, bring me the Genesis, you know, like, let's go.
Yeah, chlorine's a very tough one. I was a lifeguard for a few years, so chlorine always triggers memories, but it seems like such an obvious smell because chlorine has a very distinct smell, that swimming pool smell. It happens in swimming pools, it happens at gyms, all these places, so it's a very common one.
Well, I think, you know, it's common, but I think it's one of those ones where it, like kind of what we're talking about, where, yeah, we know the smell, we all associate it, but sometimes we'll smell it, and it'll just trigger something you haven't thought about in years. So, I don't know. Maybe next time you smell chlorine, you're going to think back to Wendy Peppercorn over there lotioning and oiling and oiling and lotioning, and you just can't take it anymore type of situation. And
I'll be right back. Just kidding. This is a family show.
This magic moment. Anyway.
I had a weird thing when I was a kid of smelling. This is going to explain a lot if you think I'm already odd, but I absolutely loved and still kind of do the smell of dish detergent.
Any type of dish detergent, or like, is it the
powdered Cascade? Yep. Is the one that sticks out the most. Like, yep, they all smell kind of similar, but I don't know what it was. Maybe it goes back to the bleach thing, but every time I do the dishes as a kid, I love the dishwasher, and I'd pull that scoop out and just like I was huffing markers or something like that. And it's probably terrible for me. It probably caused all kinds of problems. And one time I got a little too close. If you sniff a dishwasher crystal up your nose, you will get a bloody nose. Just fair warning.
Man, you could have, if you would have had the internet back then, you could have started the Tide Pod Challenge. But
yeah, yeah. Because that wasn't like, and I wasn't huffing, just like taking whiff or whiff. It would just be one little like pass over. The smell of dishwasher. I wasn't like actually, you know, trying to huff anything. You know, I was like 6. He was like, this smells good. Yum.
You're lucky you had a dishwasher when you were that young. I had to wash it by hands. But what about like the scented markers?
Scentsy markers were the best thing
right?
on earth.
It's one of those ones I don't really think of it, but every once in a while, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like Michael's or something. Or somebody has a weird perfume, but sometimes it'll kind of smell like that. And then all of a sudden, I'll just be instantly transported back to Mrs. Foose's class in 7th grade, and we're doing our World Fair project. I'm like,
There's a few of those are really distinct. I want to say it was the grape and the green apple are very similar ones that I come across, similar scent smells, and it brings back to you just, all you can think about are those markers. And those markers still exist.
Yep.
But it's the other smells that have that smell, and it just takes you right back to second grade, and you look around the classroom, and half your kids have little colored circles around each nostril from smelling Mr. Scentsy markers.
Maybe that explains a lot with our generation.
Yeah. I never actually huffed things or sniffed things to get any weird brain things.
But those markers, oh, man. And, well, what's funny is I can smell the grape right now that we're talking about it. The grape and the strawberry were the prominent ones for me. I can smell it and still kind of taste how that marker tasted.
Does it make your mouth water a little bit?
A little bit, but also I can taste how well it did not taste, so...
Yeah, well, I will back that up. And then no matter how many times you told yourself it doesn't taste like it smells, every couple weeks you're like, well, maybe it does now.
Yep. Once in a while, I remember you'd be talking to some of your friends and you'd just see like an orange or a purple streak in their tongue. You're like, how are the markers today?
Did they finally get it right?
Another one for me is like that old pickup smell.
And not like Uncle Dan's old pickup, right?
No,
like,
no. It's just, so my grandfather had a pickup, and, you know, we used to have to, like, he would go to the hardware store and everything like that, or we'd go on a hunting trip, and just sitting in it, it was an old Chevy, I don't even remember, but...
Old Chevy pretty much covers it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's just a single cab with that bench seat that had a weird kind of cover that it seemed like a lot of old people put over their seats. And he used to smoke, but he didn't smoke in the truck that much, and especially not around us. But it was one of those ones, like, every once in a while I can get a whiff of that old vehicle smell. I'm like, oh, man, you know, I miss that truck. I miss my grandpa. That was like the way that it brings back memories. It's just, our brains are weird, man. Like,
whoa, you just gotta focus with it, man. Everything's great.
Who knew this was going to be a psychological episode?
I would say there's also some other smells that bring back memories, too. Occasionally, there's a few toys that come around that I'll be opening up something for the daughter, and they'll crack up.
Strawberry
shortcake? The strawberry shortcakes, but they still have that as the same smell. It's pretty amazing.
Yep, I know.
But I didn't play a whole lot of strawberry shortcake. I just remember them being around, so it wasn't
sure.
Hey, I was a She-Ra man, right? but the smell that Ninja Turtle action figures had, you first cracked them open.
Dude, you're so right. Holy cow.
One of a kind. And there's a few toys that have whatever similar plastic is in that has the same thing, but that smell comes out and I'm just like, Pizza Mike? Did I get Pizza Mike?
Well, what's weird too is because you remember the Ninja Turtles that when they came out back with us, you had to like punch the weapons out of that plastic square thing.
Yeah, twist them off the little thing in the back.
And that kind of had a weird smell to it too. And I know, and I can feel it too.
Mm-hmm.
My brain is weird.
Do you remember the smell of the real Ghostbusters pink ectoplasm?
No, because after when I actually got to play with it, it had been played with, because I never owned it myself, it had been played with tons and tons, so I think the smell was kind of gone.
Yeah, ectoplasm was not a hand-me-down.
I can remember the chemical smell of Gak. That I can smell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot about Gak. Gak was very similar to Gak.
Yeah, but Gak was... I can feel it too. That's why. Again, I never owned Gak or the what is it, Floam?
Yeah.
I can smell those, but I can't. Yeah.
You would love it. We need to get a webcam if you could see the kind of hand gestures that are going up these descriptions.
We look like we're chefs. We're doing that whole like Italian, like.
It's got an oaky aroma and really hints of lime and pumpernickel.
It takes me back to 1992 when. The world was blue. I don't know.
I do have... We have some smelling superpowers in our house.
Yep.
Because I swear my wife's making it up, but she can smell things like before they go bad. Like, I can open up milk in the fridge, and I'll like pour a glass, and she'll be across the room like, the milk's going bad. I'm like, no, it's not. Taste it, still fine the next morning. Milk's bad. Like, how on earth are you getting it? And she could like think, oh, that's going bad soon. Like, it's in a Tupperware in the back of the fridge. How can you tell something's going bad?
If only we could make money off of this somehow.
And she used to joke because we take the dogs for walks around the neighborhood, and I could pinpoint with a good 70 to 80% accuracy what was being grilled around the neighborhood.
That's okay, right there. So talking about grilling, somebody, if I mean, you're like me, we love food. We've talked about food constantly. But like, you know how you just said you can pinpoint like, oh, that person's making barbecue chicken, that person's mm-hmm. making teriyaki chicken, that person's grilling burgers. That smell right there, like during the summer, that smell mixed with fresh cut grass in the afternoon or the late evening, take me away. Like, I'm one of those guys that'll just be sitting there, and if I smell it, I'll stop, and I won't realize it until it's been maybe a minute. I'm like, oh, I'm just sitting there with my eyes closed going.
So I just imagined you slowly eating barbecue food with a montage of Take Me Home, Country Roads playing behind you.
Take me home. Well, it's so the super smeller was with me too. It's weird. You know, being a kid, I had a horrible vision, asthma. Woo! But there's been times where we're driving and we'll be going up, you know, to Estes Park, whatever, in the canyon, and we'll be behind some vehicles, or maybe there won't be a vehicle in front of us, but I can like smell like somebody smoking or have a cigar. I'm like, I smell a cigar. My mom would look at me like, what's wrong with you? There's no, I'm like, and then we'd pass somebody and I'm like, see? Right there. Mm-hmm. They're like, what? And it's just, it's weird how, and I'm sure you're probably the same way. When you're walking out in public, all of a sudden you're like, what is that? So, and you just say it to a T, and everyone's looking around like, I don't smell anything.
Mm-hmm. I think it's that there's just certain smells that certain people have certain sensitivities to, because there's, I mean, it's like the Toucan Sam syndrome.
Follow your nose!
That bird couldn't smell anything other than those four flavors, but he could smell them from across the ocean.
Which is funny, because they all tasted the same. Dun, dun, dun. But that's another thing, too. I mean, so we've talked about smells triggering memories. Tastes do it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been times where, and I don't know, like with Totally 80s Pizza,
mm-hmm.
we had the first time we ever ate there.
For reference, anyone that doesn't live in the Northern Colorado, yeah. Totally 80s Pizza is a pizza place / 80s museum in Fort Collins. And the pizza there
tastes like it's
from the 80s in the best way possible. Because I say that to some people like, oh, gross, like roller rink pizza. I'm like, well, kind of, but good.
So that's exactly what it is. I was trying to, you're right, roller rink or like the arcade type mm-hmm. or bowling alley pizza. Like, and again, we mean this in the best possible way because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time we went in there, not only were we blown away by all the nostalgia on the walls and everything like that, you just look at something like, oh, I haven't thought of that in years. But when they brought out the pizza, it was like perfectly like the thin 80s pizza. I don't know how they made the sauce the same, but it's weird.
Yeah, because there's a lot of pizza places, especially around here, that do very artsy things with their pizza. And I think most of them are trying to specifically get away from what pizza was like 30 years ago.
Right, but man, Totally 80s Pizza nails it. And that's the thing, like when we talked about on our podcast, I don't remember, a few ago, how cereals don't taste the same anymore.
Mm-hmm. I have a box of Chips Ahoy cereal, which is the replacement for Cookie Crisp, I think.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't even taste like cookies.
Right. And what's funny is we, in our mind, we know exactly how it's going to taste, and then when you bite into it, it's just sadness and regret.
Mm-hmm.
But Lucky Charms still tastes the same.
No, not even close.
Dude.
Not even close.
Dude, they're magically delicious.
They are, but they don't taste like they used to.
You've changed. I don't even know you anymore.
When you were a kid, do you remember biting into the marshmallows and having them squeak between your teeth and break apart like concrete pieces?
Well, if you left the box open. You left the box open, didn't you?
Usually. Lazy, right?
I want the box already open. I just want to put my hand in it.
There was one that we discovered a while back, too. What did we try? There was some, I want to say it was a candy, a drink, something. It reminded me, and I literally spent.
Oh, it was the Bang, wasn't it?
No, this was like 5-10 years ago.
Oh.
I was at my friend's house, and she had some drink or candy. I tasted like, this tastes just like something from my childhood. And I racked my brain. Like, this was one of those obsessing at 3 o'clock in the morning, lay big, staring at the ceiling, and what the hell was that flavor? What was that flavor? And finally figured it out. And went back and got to try it again because the grocery store had the Superman ice cream. That is such a distinct flavor. If you've never had it, it's like red, blue, and yellow. And it's the most unique flavor.
Well, you know what's funny is...
Or combination of flavors.
Red, blue, and yellow. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know those flavors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like when...
And it's not Neapolitan. It's all mixed together. Yeah. But I hadn't had that ice cream since I was probably 6 or 7 years old. And here I am in my 30s, like, oh, what is this in my mouth? And then it finally came to me. It's very snowy. But and that how much my brain could remember that particular flavor.
So going kind of off of just like the colors of a flavor, you know, like, oh, that flavor is green.
Were you going to say the colors of a flavor?
Yeah, I was. Do you remember those little barrel drinks?
Hugs.
Yes.
Yes.
They still make them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them and they don't taste exactly the same because I think they have less sugar in them now, which is whatever. But it's still like, I bought a whole case of them because I was like, oh my gosh. And I drank it and it kind of tastes like watered down Jell-O now, but it still has a little bit of that original flavor in it. And it just like sparks it. It just takes you right back.
Yeah, those ones did have some of it because it was a letdown. We tried the Ecto Coolers that didn't bring back the memories because it didn't taste the same.
We didn't try Surge though.
We didn't try Surge. You try that. But the Crystal Pepsi didn't bring back the memories of tasting that Crystal Pepsi. We tried a couple of other old sodas they tried to bring back. And
you know
it was
what I wish
like,
they'd bring back? Bring back Pepsi Blue.
Pepsi Blue?
Mm-hmm.
What is this craziness?
The raspberry Pepsi?
I don't think I ever had that.
Mm, or blue. Yeah.
I would love them to bring back Josta or OK.
What about Orbitz?
And Orbitz. I loved Orbitz.
A lot of people didn't because of the weird little floaties in it. But
I know. And now boba tea is the coolest thing in the world.
False. Kombucha, which is like Orbitz, but worse.
Kombucha?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
boba tea is delicious and amazing.
Yes. Remember our boba tea war we did?
I do. We need to do that again.
That was gross.
Little tapioca pearls. Well, right there, I can taste that still of the
man, we need a camera. You just missed the greatest hand motions ever. Okay.
Anyway.
How about auditory?
Okay. Like, you know, hearing a certain bird chirp and all of a sudden you're like,
well, I have same event, two songs, two memories.
Okay.
When I was getting my wisdom teeth pulled out, I was probably 12, 14 years, something like that. And I had my old white generic Walkman and my headphones with a recorded tape of Operation Ivy CD.
Okay.
So I guess it must have been about 14 or 15 when it happened. But I remember going to sleep. You know, when they put me out, when I was listening to my headphones, they put them on. And to this day, when I hear a particular Operation Ivy song, I am transported back into that orthodontist office. Like, I can see the walls, I can smell the smells, I can feel the vinyl seat under my arms. And it's a good thing, but every time that song comes on, I want to say it's Take Warning. But it just puts me right back in that chair. And the other side of it, there was another band on that tape because I woke up a few hours later and the tape was still playing. Little band called The Lillingtons. And they had a song about a serial killer named Johnny. But when I woke up for the first time I'd ever been sedated, because that was the first thing to a surgery I'd ever really had.
The Ramones are very disappointed in you right now. Continue.
Sorry, Joey. I woke up, I was 14 and there was a very attractive dental assistant that was minding my cage, but I woke up just singing along the lines like a half drunk sound, just like Zaga has the fun, Zaga has the fun. And then I tried talking, and you know, your mouth's all jacked up, and I feel great. And every time I hear that song, I reimagine waking up from my first ever sedation from oral surgery.
See, you're lucky. I got to listen to music when they took out my wisdom teeth, but I was awake for it, so all I really heard was the grinding and the pulling of my jaw and the teeth, like, no matter how loud I turned up my music. Anyway.
I don't think Skrillex was around back then.
Oh! Well, so mine's kind of, well, auditory, it's same music still. Remember, like, on TV when they would do like the compilations of like jock jams and the commercials that were like 2 minutes long where they played snippets of songs. Like, you could buy this for four easy installments in 1999.
Jock jams was ruled.
So I remember watching Nickelodeon at my grandma's house because she was cool and had cable. And like during the day, you know, during like Muppet Babies or whatever. I was almost a teenager watching Muppet Babies. What of it? But Pure Moods would, the commercial for Pure Moods would come on.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, to play that same clip, like, you know, like all the, what, they had Enya on there and some other things. So every time that would come on, I'd sit there and I'd just be like enamored by it. I don't know why. My grandma ended up buying me the cassette. And then I ended up, you know, later on in my later years, I was at, I don't know where I was, a restaurant or something, and Sail Away came on, and it just transported me back to sitting on my grandma's floor, eating probably pizza and drinking Mountain Dew and just going, oh, you know, or, and I heard like the, I don't know, there's another weird one on there, but even, okay, so even Tubular Bells from The Exorcist is on there. And every time, even when I watched the movie, it took me back, even though it's a creepy song, took me back to my grandma's house, just being, wow, type of situation.
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
You've got the touch.
Oh, yeah. You just heard the whole song, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we talked about it like in the theater. I'm pretty sure I did an audible little when that came on. So
in the Bumblebee movie, they have a cameo of the Stanley song in it. Not Stanley.
Stan Bush.
Rest in peace. Stan Bush. So we'll wrap this up because we could go on, I'm sure, for days on this. We'll just keep being worth. Oh, yeah, one more
for you.
Okay. Sprinklers or a typewriter?
Sprinklers, dude. Who types that fast on a typewriter?
People that had to use them for jobs?
Touche. Yeah, sprinklers. Just that sound. Or like the squeak of, we used to have one of those tractor sprinklers that would pull itself along.
Yeah.
But like the squeaks of that thing, and then it got stuck where it's just go. Yeah. Takes you back, doesn't it? Anyway, we really do need to do an ASMR.
Yes, yes. But because you can't say you didn't learn something today, do you want to know why smells are so associated with memories?
Do it.
According to the story on NBC News. After smell enters the nose, it travels through the cranial nerve to the olfactory bulb, which helps the brain process smells. That bulb is part of the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain, and as a member of the limbic system, the olfactory bulb can easily access the amygdala, I think is how you say it, which plays a role in emotional memories. It's also where your fight or flight reflex comes from. So that close relationship between the olfactory and the amygdala, amygdala. There we go. I remembered something from science class. Look at that. Is one reason that odors cause a spark of nostalgia.
Man, I hope you said it was fight or flight. I hope nobody comes up to me with like smelling like an Astro Pop, because then I'll just be like, oh, hey, and then they'll mug me. And
so I really feel like from this point on, I can really start these conversations with, ooh, that really tickled my olfactory bulb.
Don't.
It's going to happen.
Okay, use that in a conversation tomorrow at work and let me know how that goes.
I will use it when we post like this on Facebook. Olfactory bulb. What See, happens, learn something every day.
What happens when the bulb goes out? Ah. Is there a janitor that goes and...
Doctor, fix my bulb.
On that note...
What smell brings back memories for you?
Smell, sound, taste.
Yeah, we'll make this interactive. We want to hear about it. Go to the social medias, the at Get Geekish, and let us know what triggers your... emotions. And let's stick with the good emotions. We don't need to hear a bunch of stories about what makes you throw up, because everybody's got plenty of those. Or what you did in college you'll never drink again.
Yeah, right? We don't need that. What is it? Smell, touch, sight, hearing.
Are you trying to remember the five senses?
No, I'm not trying to remember. And taste. Those all can sit. Like, you've touched something where you'd like, okay, that's going down. Anyway.
You were just starting to remember the five senses, weren't you?
No, I was
trying. I do not feel so bad about saying amygdala wrong.
No, I wasn't trying to remember them. I was trying to think of what triggers memories. I guess it is the five senses. Some say there's six senses.
I smell dead people. All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. And until then, Get geekish.